It's time to go again to the mailbag. A listener writes, "Dear A Moment of Science, as we all know, the winter of 2013-14 was unusually cold and snowy. Any particular scientific reason why?"
Good question. Of course, there's probably no one reason.
But there's some evidence that it could have to do with global warming.
Wait a sec, Yael. We're talking about a colder winter, not a warmer one. So why would it have anything to do with global warming?
It's like this, Don. It's a fact that the Arctic is warming and the polar ice cap is shrinking, right?
Right.
Well, there's evidence that a warmer Arctic is messing with the polar jet stream, a high-altitude river of high-speed wind that blows from west to east in northern latitudes. It forms when warmer air from the south meets cold Arctic air. But because Arctic air is now warmer, the jet stream has grown weaker. So, in 2014, instead of staying far up north, it started to meander farther south, bringing with it freezing temperatures. In other years, the jet stream seems to have migrated farther north, causing warmer than normal winters. Plus, this meandering jet stream phenomenon seems to be a more or less permanent condition.
Interesting, but not all scientists agree, I bet.
That's right. It's a controversial theory, but however divisive, it's based on mounting evidence. And some scientists worry that the wayward jet stream, also known as Santa's revenge, will harm agriculture in the Midwestern United States.
This moment of science comes from Indiana University.
There are hundreds more moments of science on our website at amomentofscience.org, where you can also view videos and sign up for podcasts. I'm Yael Cassander.
And I'm Don Glass.